I thought Armando did a really nice job, because a lot of people are wondering, where's Josh Rosen? What's he doing? After he fell by the wayside, is he trying to recover from all of this? And Armando wrote a nice in-depth article and talking about what he's doing now in this process. And it says that I'll read some of it for you. It says, the quarterback that could not author the kind of results Fitzpatrick currently is getting didn't just fade into the shadows and allow himself to be forgotten. Rosen didn't leave the big stage and simply become an observer, little say in the presence and no prospects for the future. Rosen recognized he failed, and he's been attacking the failure behind the scenes. This is Rosen. If bad things happen, everything didn't go correctly, Rosen said during a private moment this week. So you have to figure out what went wrong and fix it. I got a lot of things that I'm fixing, and I think I'm learning a lot and fixing a lot of things behind the scenes right now and developing a lot of skills. So he goes, you know, Armando goes on a ride and talk about the losses and everything that went on. And that Rosen needs more than to improve on physical aspects of playing quarterback. He seems quite gifted in that area. Where he needs to improve on is the way he studies, the way he watches film, the way he plans, the way he prepares for specific defenses and their coordinators. He goes, this is Rosen now. I've made a lot of drastic improvements since I stopped starting just by watching Fitz prepare for a game, Rosen said. I'm shadowing his schedule and seeing how he functions and what I can do for myself and get a lot better at studying and watching film and anticipating where the ball is going. It's a fascinating process that begins with the quarterback room and does not end there. The Dolphins carry the process to the field, where Fitzpatrick gets most of the practice repetitions to prepare for the next game. But Rosen gets challenged as part of his prep work for that game and the future. We ask him after every snap, hey, what was the coverage? And did you see what went into that? No, did you think you went into the right place with the ball? Things of that nature, Brian Flores says. So he's constantly being evaluated, constantly being asked questions. We do a lot with him. We time every one of his throws, make sure he's getting it out quickly enough. So there's a lot of things that are happening in practice and that are helping his development. I would say that I think he's taken it. He's taken to it, and he's getting better. Rosen doesn't let work end at practice. He takes it to the game as well, even though he's generally not playing. He says, I'm standing on the sidelines, and I'm trying to play the game from the sidelines, he says. I'm trying to guess where the ball is going to. And each game, I'm getting a little better and better at where the ball's going, where I think Fitz is actually going to throw the ball. So it's basically banking information for later on, because I'm going to see these coordinators in the future. I'm going to see these players in the future. And even now, the second time we're playing the Bills, I understand them that much better than the first time. So much of playing quarterback in the NFL is a product of experience. And it's easy to forget that Fitzpatrick is in his 15th NFL season and Rosen is in his second. And it goes on to say, Fitzpatrick, to his credit, is welcoming his younger teammate and letting him absorb what playing the position entails. Yeah, he's always here before 6 o'clock. He's always here late when we're watching film. Whatever else, Fitzpatrick said of Rosen, Josh is putting in the time. And I think right now, too, he's doing a lot of listening and a lot of observing. And I think that's really important at this point. He wants to be in here. He wants to learn. He wants to do all the right things. The longer you do that and really dive into it, the better you're going to get. Okay? And then Rosen goes on to say, the start part isn't up to me, but succeed part is, yes. I will always continue to grow as a football player because it's a very interesting game, particularly this year when I've had to learn mic points and fronts and run games and watch how Fitz functions with all the moving parts. Listen to that point right there. Because it's a very interesting game, particularly this year when I've had to learn the mic points and fronts and run game and watch how Fitz functions and all the moving parts. This kid was remedial as hell. There's just so many levels to it, and I didn't really realize that, honestly, until relatively recently, and it's kind of cool to be able to dive into those different levels as I watch Fitz play and how he functions. And I think if you're a Dahl fan, I think you got to love every part of that. One, the fact that you hear he's embraced this. He's not fighting it. He's not ignorant about it. He knows. I came up short. I didn't do it. And now he's doing everything that he's supposed to do. And when Fitz tells you he's there before six, he's there late after there, we got to watch film. He's there. And he's taking that process on the practice field, and they're constantly testing him. We got to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. And some of you may want to understand this, and some of you may not want to understand it, okay? I like this coaching staff more and more every day that I see them, because they actually coach. They are actually preparing their players to be better football players the next time they take the field. Because Nick Needham did not look like he belonged on an NFL field when you watched him in the preseason. All right? I tweeted out. You can go find the tweet. It's somewhere in August. I've seen Nick now. I don't need to see him anymore. Now he's using his last name for Needham. I don't need him to see him anymore. I don't need him. I don't need him around. I was using that joke. Kid's gotten better, man. He might end up becoming a backup for you next year if you end up drafting starters. I'm not telling you he's a starter, but he might end up becoming a backup. Mike Gesicki's a better football player now than he was last year. Raekwon McMillan is a better football player now than he was last year. They picked up Preston Williams off the street and brought him along.
Lots of crazy pineapple players.
Most players, Michael Dieter, is getting better under this coaching staff. Josh Rosen could not get better, and you just heard it. It's not the physical part of it. He can make the throws, all of that. It's the mental part of it. He doesn't know how to read any of this stuff. They didn't teach him squat at UCLA. They didn't teach him anything 1 year in Arizona. And now, when I read that article, now I believe more than ever that maybe my theory that they said, hey, we can't evaluate this kid right now. He's so green. He's so behind that we're doing a disservice to everybody else in the offense. We're doing a disservice to him because he's not ready to be evaluated. And we know what the answer is already. We need to take this kid back down to football 101 and teach him the quarterback position at this level. He's intelligent, he's willing to learn, but he doesn't have the knowledge. And so it's really hard to ever succeed at anything without the knowledge. Bill and I are doing something now that I know the radio part of all of this, like the back of my hand. I've been doing it for 30 years. I don't have a problem with that. Now, all this other technical stuff that we've had to go and learn and assess.
No. I didn't know nothing.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying.
March 26th.
I don't know it either is what my point
is. Well, yeah.
But my point is that it's all a learning process for us. This the technical issue of all of this.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do a radio
Overwhelming.
Show. I can prepare for a radio show. I can talk sports. All right, that's not a problem for me. I'm good with that.
No, to the tune of like an 8-hour show right
now.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I'm good at it. I could do it. That's all I'm saying. But all this other stuff, it was kind of new to me. The business side of it, all that other stuff that I've got to put together. And, you know, and it's come together. It's been great. But my point is, websites, all this, I don't know any of that stuff. I got to learn about all that. That's the problem with this kid. I can relate. You can relate. We can all relate to Josh Rosen. Because at one point or another, you started a new thing without a lot of knowledge about it. And you had to learn the knowledge You had to acquire the knowledge, let me say it properly, so you can then do your job effectively. Right? Because I'm sure we've all started a job that we didn't have the knowledge, and we were kind of doing the job, but we weren't doing it efficiently. We weren't really super productive, but we were just getting by. But every day we got a little piece of knowledge of how to do this, how to do that, how to do that, how to do that. And a month later, 5 months later, a year later, whatever it took, you're a completely different employee, right? You're a hell of a lot more productive because you have the knowledge. And this kid does not have the knowledge. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what he's reading. He doesn't even know what he's seeing. Now he's learning what to look for, what to point out, what is coming, so he can then anticipate where he needs to go. Because we hear that line all the time, right? That the great ones come to the line and they already know where they're going, because they see where the defense is lined up. And that's why defenses have to kind of cover up their scheme or whatever, and they got to change it up pre-snap right before. So they give the quarterback one look, but they're going to another because they know the veteran quarterback will figure you out if you stand exactly where you're going to run that defense. He's going to know, okay, I know what you guys are doing, and I know where I'm going already. So when he takes his 3 or 5 step drop and he plants that foot, that ball's already going out because he knows where he's going. He already anticipates that receiver is going to specifically beat that corner for this play. That tight end will specifically beat that safety on this play because of the coverages that you guys just put out there. I've watched it over and over again. This play we're running will burn that section of the zone. And when he's dropping back, he knows exactly where he's going. You think Josh Rosen, pre-snap, looks at a defense and knows where he's going? He has no idea. Like most young quarterbacks. That's where we have to sometimes assess everything and say, we don't have all the information as fans and media members. Now we're getting it. Now we're getting the answers of why Josh Rosen isn't growing fast enough. Because it's what you have experienced, it's what I've experienced, it's what I'm currently experiencing. You need knowledge to do all the things that you're going to do in your job. And if you don't have that knowledge, you're not going to be efficient. You're not going to be the best employee. But when you do have that knowledge, aren't you kicking ass? Aren't you a great employee? That's what this kid needs. And it's going to take some time because he actually has real coaches now. It's what the Heat does with players. They grab a guy and you're Derrick Jones Jr. and you come in and you're just an athletic pogo stick. Okay, that's great. You can jump through the roof. That's fantastic. We got to teach you how to pass the ball. We got to teach you how to defend. We got to teach you how to shoot. We got to teach you how to finish around the rim. We got to teach you everything else about the game to make you a better basketball player. And that's what they do with all their players, right? Even bum-ass Hassan Whiteside was a bum and a lazy ass when he got here. They got the most out of that lazy ass than anybody else. He did things here he never thought he could do and never did in the NBA because they got the most out of you, even though you're a loser. And that's, to me, that article, when you look at the track record overall with other players on this team, then I have to say, okay, they need time to work with this young man because he's not ready. Fitzpatrick's telling you, Flores is telling you, his play is telling you. Everything is there already on display. So things have to change. And what has to change? He has to take a step back and watch what's going on and watch a 15-year veteran break down film, attack a defense, understand what's going on, pre-snap, everything. He's got a lot to learn.
Oh, let me ask you a question. Considering he comes from a Division I And I mean, UCLA by no means has been a power, but they're in the Pac-12. They do have a bit of a tradition, okay, to come from that school. And
what
then
tradition?
Well, I mean, they've had decent teams. UCLA.
What tradition?
They have played in a couple Rose Bowls back in the day.
Right. That's what. Yeah, so we're talking Dolphins
not
again.
Not recent. No. Well, I mean, they're the Division One.
The Dolphins.
Pac-12.
The Dolphins have one because they don't either. It's like UCLA. Yeah, they haven't.
It's once upon a time.
Right. They've been irrelevant.
Okay.
For
now.
The UCLA's a joke.
Okay. To then be in an NFL team. And for this guy to come to us and be this green, is this not a little bit surprising?
No, it's not.
Really?
No, it's not.
It's about coaching?
No, it's not, dude, because this is why Steve Wilkes got fired after a year in Arizona, because obviously
Are these coaches incompetent, man?
Well, in college, it's different. Remember, in college, you don't have to think. Because they hold up a card, and everybody then has their job. In college, they're not teaching the quarterback anymore.
You run the play, I call.
To learn everybody's responsibility. They just know where they're supposed to throw. Because everything's been taught for you. And everything's been thought for you. Because the guy holding up on the sidelines is looking at their defense going, okay, this is the play you got to run. Oh, and this play I got to throw to the hook on the left side. So he's dropping back, and that's where he's going already. And he already knows. And even the receiver knows, oh, this is my play. That's all. It's remedial.
And, I was going to say dummy down.
And but it's like that all over because we have put so much pressure on the coaches to win and that their jobs are on the line. They don't allow quarterbacks to think for themselves anymore. Whereas 30, 40, 50 years ago, when quarterbacks called plays out on the field, even on the NFL level, they would call plays. That's because the coach allowed them to run the offense. Now, the coach is calling every play in the NFL. And in college, they're not letting the quarterback call any plays whatsoever. They're calling all the plays on the sidelines because they don't want their quarterbacks to think for themselves. That's why quarterbacks are remedial nowadays. Because we don't teach them. Why? Because coaches refuse to trust them because their jobs are on the line. And we fire coaches like we change underwears. So they say, I'm not letting that guy think for me. I'm not letting that guy call a play for me. It's my job on the line. They're not going to fire that quarterback. They're going to fire me. So you're going to run the play I call in because I know what's right, even though it shouldn't be that way. The guy that would know what's best is the guy that's running the offense on the field every moment. It's the quarterback. That's why Marino and those of you that aren't old enough, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But Marino and Elway and Montana and you name it back in those days, they ran the offense. They called all the plays. They didn't have to look to no sidelines. Obviously, players, coaches did want specific plays. They'd send something in. But the quarterback had the power to change whatever the hell he wanted. Shula probably got only 30% of his plays in because Marino probably changed it 70% of the time. But there was a trust factor there. Shula trusted Marino. He trusted Greasy. That if Greasy opted out of a play, Shula knew that Greasy knew what the hell he was doing. Just like Don Strock, I'm sure. If Don Strock changed the play, Shula wasn't going to argue with him. If it didn't work, he might have gotten ripped. But he wasn't going to tell you that you didn't know what the hell you're doing because he trusted you. He coached you up to trust you. And that's what's going on here. They got to coach Josh Rosen up to trust him. And right now, on the mental side, they know physically he can do everything they need him to do. But mentally, he'll never be able to do what he wants physically because he can't get through the mental hurdle first and foremost. If you have no idea what the defensive front is in front of you, how in the hell are you going to succeed? And if you can't tell when they're disguising it, and if you can't tell which is the extra blitzer, how in the hell do you survive in this league as a quarterback? You cannot. It's impossible. And they know it. It's a really, really good article by Armando. Really, really good article. Really good football article by Armando.
Supposedly the first quarterback they credit with audibling at the line of scrimmage and calling plays, Johnny Unitas.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Weeb Eubank and Don Shula. Those were his coaches.
Not too shabby.
Right. Two Hall of Famers. I mean, give me a break. Two champions, two Hall of Famers. Two great coaches. But it was a different style of coach then. There was a trust factor, and we didn't change coaches every 5 minutes in those days. We stuck it out with them. Nowadays, Bill Cowher would have been fired a long time ago, but he was lucky he worked for the Steelers. In those days, he didn't win his championship until like 13 years in as a head coach. There is no way you survive in today's world as a 13-year head coach and not winning a title. It's almost impossible to do something like that. They would fire you. Yeah, he's pretty good, but he can't win a title. We got to get somebody else. They'll give up like 8 years down the line, and you win, but you're not winning a title. That won't even be enough.
Hello. In today's world. Some coaches only get a year.
Yeah. But if you're winning,
I see Adam Gase is the exception to that rule.
But if you're winning, you shouldn't be fired at all. Not a title. I'm just saying, if you're winning. In today's world, that's not even enough. There are coaches that get fired, and they win, but they don't win enough. And it's because they feel that the next guy is the championship guy, and there's very few of those. You know, it's just it's weird. But that article gave me more hope for Josh. I really like what I heard from him in that article. And this is really important that. There is no pushback from the kid at all about any of this. There's no social media stuff. Oh, I'm unhappy with my playing time. There's no Dion Waiters type thing. There's no delusional state like Whiteside that what he thinks he is, he's not even close to. None of that. He's not telling you he's a great quarterback. He's not telling you he's finished. He's not telling you that he deserves to be the start. None of that. The opposite. He's telling you, I understand what they did. And now they're explaining to me everything that I did wrong. And he's intelligent enough to actually understand. Okay, now I get it. Now I know why I'm not playing and what I need to correct. Because he's going to watch Fitz. He's going to then watch himself. And he's going to see the mistakes. And he's going to say, okay, now I got to correct it. And while he's in a game that he's watching Fitz and he's trying to guess where the plays are going and what those defenses are doing, those are incredible tests for him. Because the next time he lines up under center and he looks at that defense, he's going to go, oh, man, I've talked about this with coach 47 times already. I know exactly what they're going to do now. He just said in the article, seeing Buffalo for the second time, now I understand them more. That's what he needs. So next year, if he ever gets to face them again, it'll be the third time. There'll be more familiarity at that point. And maybe the kind of comfort zone that he understands what he's facing. Excellent job by Armando Salguero, and really, really encouraging to hear that Josh Rosen has embraced all of this.